Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies remain clear, perfect for a day outdoors. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran will keep lying, former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen warns. This from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, Trump rages at Iran war criticism. Time is not my adversary. Axios reported this 2 hours ago. Also this hour, Trump stated, Israel never talked me into the war with Iran. JNS covered this 3 hours ago. Separately, an ex-Mossad chief says no agreement will change Iran's fundamental ambitions. This from I-24 News, 3 hours ago. And finally, a new project commemorates hundreds of fallen Iron Sword soldiers. Ynet reported this 7 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. An account focusing on military matters highlighted India's rise as a military power, emphasizing its advanced tactics in Pahalgam, writing just minutes ago. From the show, 60 Minutes, they shared an extended interview with Rachel Goldberg-Polin, an American-Israeli mother, also minutes ago. The U.S. Central Command posted that their forces patrolled the Arabian Sea, searching an Iranian vessel attempting to breach a blockade, just recently. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the warning from former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen. He emphasizes that Iran's deceptive practices will persist, regardless of any agreements. His insights, shared with the Jerusalem Post, underscore a belief that Iran's ambitions remain unchanged. This view continues to shape Israel's cautious approach to diplomatic engagements with Iran. Turning to Trump's response to criticism over his Iran strategy, Axios reports that the former U.S. president defends his approach, claiming any nuclear deal will surpass previous ones. His statements reflect ongoing tensions between U.S. political figures and Iran, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, Trump also clarified his stance on Israel's involvement in his Iran policy. According to JNS, he stated that Israel never influenced him toward conflict. These remarks aim to separate U.S. intentions from Israeli actions, potentially affecting U.S.-Israel relations. In a related development, another former Mossad leader reiterated that Iran's core ambitions remain unchanged. I-24 News reports his belief that no agreement will alter Iran's goals. This perspective aligns with ongoing Israeli security concerns regarding Iran. Finally, a new initiative honors soldiers lost in the Iron Swords War. Ynet describes how personal stories of fallen soldiers are shared through this project. This effort aims to keep their memories alive and highlight the human cost of conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, Artlist's CEO discusses the challenges of identifying as a high-tech company. This insight comes from a meeting as part of the Growth Plus project by Calcalist and Poalim Tech, reported by CTech. Separately, Nofar Energy plans a dual listing on NASDAQ. Globe's details CEO offer Yanai's confidence in their growth and revenue potential. And finally, the dollar's decline impacts the Israeli economy. Israel Hayom Business notes how a stronger shekel could lower import costs and curb inflation while pressuring exporters. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.